Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You were a Republican most of your life, but voted for, and you may still consider yourself one, but voted for Biden in 2020. Do you intend to vote for him again, or is there anyone on the Republican side you might consider if it's not Trump?
It has to be Joe Biden. And I'm glad he's willing to serve. It has to be somebody committed to the rule of law, committed to the values of this country. And I'm not talking about policy. People can disagree about policy. There are things above those disagreements that all of us should think about the same way. The president must be someone who abides the law and our Constitution. And there's no one else but Joe Biden.
Oh, my.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, I had to play that James Comey bite just for the thick irony of hearing this guy say that after finding Hillary Clinton guilty pretty much of violating federal law when it comes to private servers, but choosing not to prosecute her for it because she might be the next president of the United States.
Well, not only that, but I mean, what a joke for James Comey to say that Biden believes in the rule of law. His entire administration for the last 2 years, particularly in the immigration area, has violated the law, paid no attention to the actual law. And James Comey, look, it's not just Hillary Clinton's retention of classified documents, which he refused to do anything about. It's all these other things. I mean, his fingerprints, if you read the John Durham report.
Yes.
James Comey's fingerprints were all over the whole Russia hoax, Russia-Trump collusion hoax investigation and everything else. I mean, it's astonishing that anyone would actually want to hear his opinion. I mean, he is so he is such a liar.
No, I agree.
So many things.
Jen Psaki was not going to ask him any of those hard questions. You had a great article, I think it was in PJ Media earlier in May, that referred to the Keystone cops that were in charge when all of this went down. The Durham report spells all that out, and the chief right. Keystone cop was James Comey.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And look, I had experiences with him when I was at first at the Justice Department 20 years ago because he was at Justice then. I can tell you, I didn't like him then. And he always seemed like, and many people have confirmed this ever since, that his number one concern was always James Comey and yes. how he could get ahead. It was not pursuing justice objectively and in a non-political way.
And if you want to be a political appointee, I guess that's how you have to operate in Washington, right? You have to please somebody who's going to be in a position of power to appoint you to those positions.
Except that when you're someplace like the FBI, the head of the FBI, or at the Justice Department, even if you're a political appointee, you have to realize that you're now in law enforcement, and law enforcement cannot be driven by political decisions.
Amen.
And that, unfortunately, is not the way he operated.
So, Hans, I noticed that a federal judge, actually a Trump appointee, throughout Tennessee's law restricting drag performances. He said it was unconstitutional and violated the First Amendment. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think he's made a mistake. And certainly government has control over schools and the curriculum in schools. They have control over public libraries. In other words, government facilities don't have to engage in that kind of thing. And I just think he made a mistake.
Yeah, basically it was their Adult Entertainment Act, and it said that children under the age of 18 shall not be subjected to drag shows and things like that. And this judge tossed the whole thing out. And I mean, I'm assuming they will appeal this at some point. Is there anything, I wonder if there's anything they could do to go in and tweak the law, because it passed the legislature and the governor's desk.
No, I think they should just pursue it on appeal. Look, this is no different than what is the next thing the judge is going to say. That it's that the government can't prohibit the distribution of pornography to minors and those under 18. I don't think anybody believes that's true, and yet this is somehow different. I don't think it is.
Yeah, that's a fantastic point. Hans von Spakovsky, always great having you on, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Legal fellow there at the Heritage Foundation. And yeah, you should read up on that lawsuit against Tennessee. I'm sure that they're pending across the country wherever they've tried to restrict minor access to these drag shows and try to paint it as something that's anti-LGBTQ. Again, people, hello. We don't care what you do if you're an adult. You can sort that out at the gates, at the pearly gates, one of these days. Don't subject children to it, whether it's at Target or at a school where they bring in people to do a drag show at lunch, right? I mean, this is ridiculous. Like happened down in mid-Missouri earlier this year. Wow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.